Blog Talk Radio.
Let's talk about it, be about it, get involved. These puzzle pieces right now, we going to solve. It's the daily go get up, Muslim show. You think it ain't when it is? You think it won't when it whiz? We are here and we are in motion. We do this thing, taking off fast lane, no coasting. So, tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we're going to start things off a little bit differently. And we're going to talk a little about, no, let's see, we're going to do the same thing. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, is this your daily Go Get a Business Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the R, but then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We're talking about get something new and feel better. When was the last time you got something new and you was like, yes. Hercules. Make you feel like you was on top of the world because you got yourself a new phone. Sometimes a new phone can do it for you. You know, phones ain't cheap out here. So you might have got the new iPhone 13.
Are they up to 13 or are they at 12? Which one is it? All right, so you got the new iPhone 12 or you have the new Samsung 22 and you like, ooh, the features on this phone is good. They nice. I thought I was taking good pictures before. Look at this. They so crisp. These pictures are better than eyesight. I ain't never seen a picture that clear. I feel like they making my eyes better. I can see better with my glasses off with this camera with these pictures. It's fixing my sight, baby. Anyway, you might be happy about this phone. It has a lot of features that you haven't even discovered yet. But speaking of new phones, when y'all get a new phone, one of the things that you should do is go to YouTube and look up the model of your phone and look up tricks and tips for that phone. And you will find out some shit like, wow. You'll find out things about your phone that you didn't think about at all for any phone, and you'll definitely find out things about your phone that you can do that may actually be helpful to you. But, yeah, a new phone is something that can make a person feel a little bit better. Like, it's bigger than just being able to call people. This device might be state of the art. This is my window to the internet. This is going to help me to build my business or to raise my social profile to new heights. Heights unknown, uncharted territory. This will be the Gilligan's Island of social media. Whatever. So, it might make you feel better. Maybe your old phone was stressing you. You got this new phone, and this thing is live and direct. It could be a new car. Some people that I know just got a new car recently. Nice, real nice. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if you can get a new car and not feel good about getting a new car. I don't know what to tell you. Sometimes fixing up your old car and making it look new can make you feel as good as buying a brand new car. But you know, it ain't nothing like that brand new car smell. You know, that smell is actually something that they use for like detail shops to make the car smell it hasn't been driven very much. There's a certain smell that a new car has that no other product in the world has. And people who have bought a brand new car know what I'm talking about. It's like you be locked in that cabin, in the car cabin with that smell like... Let's ride, baby. Today, we're going to put some miles on this, biatch. And we're going to ride, baby. We're going to ride. Couch chamber, let me five. Rita, 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 Rita. Just saying. And Robbie, make my big sis doing a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. And Stacey White, hey, what's going on, girl? Thanks for coming through, showing them curls. Word. All right, so get something new and feel better. Some people take this thing too far. Y'all know how it goes. Some people go too far with it, and they spend money that they really need for other expenses. They spend money that they really should be saving for or should be spending or, revolving expenses, you know, like bills that you have created for yourself that need to be paid, things that can hinder your credit rating or your credit good standing. So some people will take the rent money or the money for the kids or whatever and go out and buy something new. Like, I know, look, the landlord just going to have to accept that I'm going to either be a little late on the rent or I'm going to have to make a partial payment and make up the rest because I needed some crab legs. And crab legs are kind of expensive, but, you know, I've been working hard and I've been very stressed out. And the only thing that can make me feel better is some crab legs. So sometimes this whole retail therapy, this put myself first, this pay myself first thing can backfire and and have you trying to justify messing your money up when you really should be taking better care of your responsibilities. That's when things get a little dicey. But there are other times when maybe buying something new is not the thing that's going to do the trick for you. What about when you've lost something? What about when you've misplaced something? What about when you've, I don't know, had something discontinued for you? For example, we were talking about a new car earlier, right? And getting a new car is always an experience. Like, you sit in the car, you drive the car, you see if the car is a good fit for you. You choose the car, it's like, yeah, this is good, this is good. But sometimes you may have gotten into an accident with your car. So now you've been without your new car, your baby car, because it was in the shop. Or you didn't pay the car note on your car and it got repoed. So you had to scrape up this money to get your car back. That can make you feel just as good as getting a new car. Like, oh my God, I've been out here slipping. You know, time's been hard, but I'm getting back on my feet and I got my car back out of impound. So that might be the thing that sparks really good feelings for you. That might be the pituitary gland massage that you've been looking for. The pituitary gland massage that you've been looking for. Could be. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Now, make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Subscribe and hit that share button. Make sure that y'all share the show. So we're talking about get something new and feel better, or get something back and feel better. Like I said, if your car gets impounded or it gets repoed or whatever, and then you get your car back, you're going to feel good about getting your car back. And more than likely, you're going to try to make sure that it never gets repossessed again or whatever, because it costs a lot of money to get your car back when you've had your car repossessed. It does. It costs a lot. It's very expensive. The bank will put all kinds of fees when having you getting it back. You'll wind up probably thinking to yourself, like, I damn near bought this car over again in order to get it back. Well, it happens, and life happens too. But yeah, that might be the thing that gets you back. Gets you back right. Gets you back in a good, clear mental or emotional state. Getting something back. I don't need anything new. What I need is the old thing back. I need that old thing back. I need that old thing back. Old thing back. Old thing back. Old thing back. It can be an item, an object that you lost or was taken away from you or misplaced or whatever. That might be, hey. Have any of you ever had a pet that was missing? A pet, you know, where you really thought it was gone. You thought it either ran away or somebody took it, or maybe it got ran over by a car or something out there, something like that, and it's laying out there somewhere in the gutter. You know, all road pizzaed out and all that kind of stuff. Have you ever lost a pet and was wondering if you were going to be able to get the pet back? And then one day, the dog shows up, the cat comes back, and you're like, oh my God, so good to see you. Oh, I thought you was gone for good, gone for good, gone for good. One thing about animals, especially cats and dogs, they can find their way back home. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. They do it. They will find their way back home. I guess it's the smell or whatever. They can, they got it. They some crazy sense of direction. But yeah, when a pet comes back that you liked or loved and you thought it was gone forever, it's going to make you feel better. You didn't need a new dog. A new dog or a new cat or a new turtle, hamster, whatever. Those things might actually, you know, when you have to get a new one, they might be the things that frustrate you to death because you may be looking for the old thing to manifest itself in the new thing. So you expect this new animal to act like the old animal. Anybody ever lost a child? Not through death. No. Some of you may have, and, you know, peace to you. But I mean, lost a child, like, thought they ran away or they had been gone for a long time to visit somebody or went away to camp or whatever the case may be. And you didn't really realize, you knew you loved your kids, but you ain't really realize how used to being with them that you are. Emily Dunlap in the house said it. Emily. By the way, y'all, my Facebook page, I'm sorry, my Instagram page was hacked. Yo, I mean, they hacked me good. Speaking of trying to get something back. And you know, I'm here, I was pissed off about the whole Instagram thing because they changed my username. They changed my phone number that was associated with it. They changed, I can't even get into the account. When I go to Sun 752, it says that there's no account called Sun 752. And I'm like, ugh. So now I'm going to have to make a decision about this Instagram thing. Do I just go ahead and make a whole new Instagram page? Because here's my thing about Instagram. Although I would do shows on Instagram, they didn't give me any type of traffic. I mean, honestly, they wasn't, like, my Instagram page wasn't doing anything for me. And I mean nothing. I wasn't getting any views, even with the regular stuff that I posted. You know, I got stuff. Let's just say my Instagram account was very humbling to me. Like, so I have to think to myself, if I lose it, am I really losing anything? If I have to start all over. Because I had 1,300 non-responsive followers on Instagram. 1,300 non-responsive. Not really sure I needed an Instagram. It's a nice thing to have. Everybody has one, but I don't know if I should, work feverishly to recover this Instagram page. There was some stuff on there that, I mean, I posted. I used to post. But I don't know. If I lose it, well, let me put it this way. Getting my Instagram account back won't be the thing that makes me feel better about life. It'll be like, okay, well, now I can do shows on Instagram and get like 5 views. It's the invisible account. So, but that's what happened with that. By the way, if you follow me on Instagram, please flag that account. I want as many people to flag the account as possible so Facebook can recognize that it's a stolen account. I mean, that the account has been stolen and we can try to recover it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anyway, getting something back, getting a child back that's been missing for a while. My baby's back. They went to go stay with their mother or their father for the whole summertime. But they back. Oh, let me see what y'all talking about over here. See what I'm talking about over here. Stacey White says, they was coming to me.
Who?
Instagram? The Gram?
TK Wright says, it doesn't matter. Your intellectual property and content is on there.
Yeah, but they own that. That's the thing about social media. You don't own it anymore. Once you post it to there, they actually own it. So it's like.
But okay. I understand what you're trying to say. TK Wright says, retail therapy isn't always smart because it can take away funds that are needed for something important.
Exactly. Exactly.
Stacey White says, my followers were coming to you. Stacey? What followers? I don't know. They wasn't even coming to me. But anyway, Robbie Ming says, people are funny. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. But yeah, you know, sometimes getting a new phone, it'd be like, you know, as soon as I figure out how to work this thing is it's going to be on. It can make you feel better. It can make your day better. And you know how it is to lose something. You ever lost your car keys? You ever lost your house keys or keys to something else, and they gone for the whole day, and you like, oh my God, it's like your whole life is messed up. So it's not a new pair of sneakers that's going to make you feel better. You need that old shit. You need to recover those keys. That's what you need. Your girl broke up with you. You don't need a new girl. You need the old girl. Your man broke up with you. Or you and your man broke up, whatever the case may be. You don't need a new man. You need your old man. That's what you need. Yeah, you don't want to tell anybody that because it's so unpopular to miss anybody anymore. I miss you. I miss you. There's no other way to say it. And I can't deny it. Thought I heard your voice yesterday. When I turned around to say that I love you, then I realized that it was just my mind playing tricks on me. It seems colder lately at night. Ooh. And I try to sleep with the lights on. You know what I'm talking about. We done all missed somebody. You didn't need somebody new. You didn't need a new shirt. You ain't need a new pair of shoes. You didn't need a jacket. You didn't need a new TV. You need it. You need a lover with a slow hand. You need somebody with an easy touch. You need somebody that'll take the time, not come and go in a heated rush. Sometimes you need that old thing back. And getting that old thing back ain't always easy. Sometimes getting that old thing back is hard, real hard, real hard, you know what I'm saying? Real hard, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're hard, you know, like this rock. Like this rock. This is pure uranium. It's pure uranium. Anyway, so there are people who always need something new in order to make themselves feel better. And then there's some people who need things back. They need to recover. They need the old things back in order to make them feel better. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who cares? Who's right? Who's wrong? Who knows? Who knows?
Stacey White said, when I do retail therapy, I don't use bill money. Cool. Carol Chamberlain, she said, I thought I lost my house keys last week, shaking my head, and they were in my pocket. Man, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that your keys were in your pocket. Because losing your house keys is a fucking bummer. You get to thinking like, oh my God, somebody going to recognize my keys and they going to come up in my crib and take all my stuff. We be thinking that shit. Like you got your house keys labeled. Like, yeah, this is, my name is, these keys belong to Carol Chamberlain. She lives at 2345 Round the Way Drive, apartment 16. And she won't be home during these times, and neither do her husband. In our minds, we be thinking about that shit for our keys. Like, I done lost the keys to the heavenly gate. Oh, no, not back to hell. Oh, no. Oh, God, no. No, 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 no.
Listen, man. Speaking of retail therapy, I got a brand new blender. 1500 watt Ninja. That thing got the colon ring straight. I normally be having all kinds of chunks in my colon. This thing, yo, it cut this shit out. Yeah, yo. That thing is doing its numbers, yo. You under damn stand? Do you under damn stand? That thing is doing its numbers. All these years. All these blenders. I've been fighting through these weak-ass blenders all this time. I got myself a professional blender. I'm like, oh, this is what all the hype was about. Who knew? Who knew?
All right. Can't say this is speak for yourself, Omar. No, I speak for us. T. Carey Wright says, that's because you're responsible, Stacey. So many people throw caution to the wind when they spend under emotional circumstances, okay? Emily! She says, I'm waiting on a new phone case. Probably don't need it, but I wanted it.
What's wrong with getting a new phone case? Especially if it's going to protect your phone better. It maybe even look better. I ain't mad at that. Look, it don't always have to be a big thing that might make you feel better on some retail therapy shit. Retail terapia. Terapia!
Or like somebody who finds them knows where you live. I'm trying to tell you. You be scared the motherfucking boy.
Carol, you're going to have to climb into the window of your own house. You have to climb through the window of your own house, Carol. You're a dude. Oh, but you found the keys, though. Look at God. Well, look at God. Praise the Lord. Look at God. Amen. 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 Yes, he is. He is good all the time, ain't he? Yes, he is. And he's always on time. And he is always on time. Yes, he is. Yes, Pastor. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Yes. 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 Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Praise the Lord. He is worthy of praise, isn't he? He is worthy of praise. Listen. If you can feel the power of God right now, and you know that he's blessed you. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Yes. Can I get an amen? Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all do not hear me. Sister Chamberlain then found her house keys, and now she's able to go to and from her house feeling secure that nobody is going to come in into her home like the devil and steal all of her personal belongings that she has worked so long and hard over the years in order to be able to purchase. Ladies, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't understand how God works. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all do not hear me. I wish I had a witness. I wish somebody understood. I wish somebody, oh, somebody understands that there is a God out there, and he is a wonderful God. He is a very powerful, yes, 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 thank you. Okay. Not the topic. However, I'm giving up pork. That's big for me, but my body don't like it anymore. Hey, you doing a good thing for yourself. I guess maybe down south, growing up down south, like not eating pork is like what do you mean you don't eat pork? Because that's how it is when I go up to Milwaukee with my family. They like, well, what do you eat if you don't eat pork? I'm like, so y'all don't have meals that don't have pork in them? Like, they different. Y'all all different. Carol Stanley says, Omar, did you need it or did you want it? Both, Carol. I actually needed it because, for years, my shit ain't been chopping up right. So I had another Ninja that was 1,100 watts. And I was like, that's why I was running around here saying Ninjas are overrated. People always talk about how good Ninjas are. I'm like, they're garbage. But I got this 1,500. I'm like, I'm trying to tell you. Look, this joint ain't got no chunks in it. No chunks. Look, watch me drink. Nothing. It's good. Real good, you know what I'm saying? So I consider it to be a need, but I definitely want it. You know what? You know why I'm going to consider it a need, Carol? Because I let it stay in the box for like 5 days. I ain't had no faith. Like, yeah. Ninja. Yeah. It's the same old shit. Then on Monday night, I was like, all right, let me open this thing. I used it. The other less powerful ones, they all loud. This joint was like, zzz, zzz. I was like, zzz, zzz, zzz. This joint ain't even going to yell. I guess it was going too fast to be making all that noise. It was going too fast to be making all that noise. So I think I needed it. If I would have wanted it, I would have opened that joint as soon as I got it. I let it sit there in the living room for like 5 days. Ninja Sminja smoothie smoothie. All right. That's right. Amen. Thank you, sisters. So if you need a blender, yo, get this joint. You know what I mean? 1,500 watt professional. Ninja, I recommend, Carol says. I have a NutriBullet Pro. It works good, too. Yeah, you got to get the Pro. Them other joints, I've had a few NutriBullets over the years. You know what I mean? But they were low power, 600 watt, 800 watt. No, I needed to get the big boy. Get that motor right. I needed a V8. I'm telling you, this shit is like the Mercedes-Benz. It's like the Mercedes-Benz of blenders. I'm happy right now. So that's how we doing it. Getting something new sometimes can be the thing that makes you just feel good, makes you feel great. Sure, it's a temporary fix because any real problems that you have are not going to be fixed by anything that you buy. But temporary fixes are okay, too. It's better than a permanent broke. I take a temporary fix any day over a permanently broken thing. Carol says, and I'm happy for you, Omar. We'll have things. But like I said, sometimes it's getting something back that does the trick for you. You lost a boyfriend. You lost a girlfriend. You know, we all know what it's like to lose somebody through death. And we never are able to get them back. And for a lot of people who have really bad problems with mourning, you know, being in mourning after someone passes, that can be, you know, wanting to have that person back in their lives can be the thing that may be making their lives miserable. So they can't shop their way out of this funk. They can't shop their way out of this depression. They really need, or in their mind, they really feel like they need that person back that they love so much or that they admire so much or whatever the case may be. It's funny, man, because you know how there are so many people out there who talk about celebrities, you know, or they feel so bad when celebrities die, and they, you know, they really get involved with it. You know, this celebrity, that celebrity, you know, Prince, Michael Jackson, Aretha Franklin, you know, whoever your favorite artist was or whatever. But the thing about people that we don't know, people that we've never met, people that we have just admired from afar, is that we're able to get over their absence much faster than we are able to get over somebody's absence who was really close to us. And it could be stressful, real stressful, you understand what I'm saying? And you can't get those people back, but maybe there are some things you can do to keep the memory of their spirit in your heart and fresh to the point where maybe you feel like internally you can still feel them. You can still be in their presence. So maybe listening to someone's music, making a tape of them or whatever, or looking at their movies or videos or something like that. Maybe that's the thing that might get you back in a better spirit, in a better mood. Maybe. Need that old thing back. I don't need a new car. I don't need a new house. Speaking of a new house, what can make you feel better than moving into a brand new house for you? It doesn't have to be a brand new house like nobody ever lived in it before, but your new domicile, your new living space, your new castle, the spot, the crib, where you lay your head to rest, when you get up in the morning and eat your breakfast, in the case where you don't eat your breakfast outside. A lot of people do. Shout out to people who still find the time in the morning to cook breakfast. If you really think about it, for some people that can be amazing, because you're thinking like, yo, I mean, too busy trying to get up out of the door in the morning. I don't have enough time to be able to try to cook. I got to pick up something along the way or eat something that I packed away the night before so I can just grab and go. But yeah, sometimes getting something back that made you feel good, something that made you feel comfortable, something that made you feel content and happy and and in a good space, that might be what you need instead of something brand new. But it's hard to get it back. It's hard to get those things back, especially in the way that you had them before. A lot of times we might fantasize about going back in the future, fixing things, unmeeting people, meeting new people, undoing things, doing things that our newfound wisdom would support. can't really get to that place that you were before. Like, you can date or marry somebody that you used to date or marry, but you can't expect them, you can't reasonably expect them to act the way that they did when y'all were together before, because you may have been in charge before. And now, after that bad breakup, they feel like you're not qualified to be in charge anymore. They want to be in charge. So this thing that made you so happy that you were able to recover is now giving you mad stress. The dirt that I did with you was a long time ago. I ain't going to be paying for this forever. Like, okay, you ain't got to pay forever. Matter of fact, you ain't got to pay for nothing. We can just go our separate ways again. No. I will do it. So, yeah, getting that old thing back, getting that thing back that you lost. Keys, cars. Do people usually get a house back? Like, when you lose your house to foreclosure, would you fight to get the house back? Maybe. Yeah, I would think so on some levels. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Like, let's say you lost your house in a divorce settlement and you appealed the settlement and now you got your house back. That might make you feel mad, wild, strong. Carol says, a feeling of accomplishment and content. Stacey White says, I still feel like I'm dreaming. I love my apartment. Okay, cool. Emily's asking about Crystal. Crystal gets pet all day. So she be like, since you don't sit in the same place you used to sit at, I ain't got to come holler at you. You ain't giving off the same energy. Carol says she's on lockdown. No. Matter of fact, she's right there on the couch. Yo, somebody was asking about you. Your fans. Get your lazy ass up. Come on. She might be like, I ain't even on the couch. And if I was, I was getting in my 19 hours. All right. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Glorious. March 30th? Yeah, March 30th. One more day left. And they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get... number one out the box. Excuse me, Trina Queen. That can say Trinier. So let's go with Trinier. Turning 34 years old today. And Tawana Jamal Russell Curry, turning 39 years old today. And D Port, turning 35 years old today. And Maria Orealis Perdomo, turning 32 years old today. And Diane, I am God's child, Heard, turning 32 years old today. And Noretta Jordan, turning 51 years old today. And Trina Herring, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Kiliana DeMar, Kiliana, a.k.a. Yaz G. I want to say happy birthday to all of you. And anyone else out there, oh, yeah, oh, now you want to come? And anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious, glorious, glorious March 30th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you, rock out, rock on it, do the dance, the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Sometimes a kitty gotta make an appearance. Where your fans? Your fans, they was asking about, stop looking at the light. They was asking about you. All right. Okay, we can do it this way. They was asking about you. You with it? Okay. Okay. They was asking about you.
Okay.
That's enough? Okay. Yeah, sometimes it's getting that old thing back. Sometimes you need something new in order to make yourself feel better, but make sure that the thing that you get new that makes you feel better is worth having. And the things that you and the thing that you got back, make sure that that's really the formula that you needed in order to feel better about whatever. You know, as much as we might try to deny it, it's hard to make one person or one thing totally responsible for your good feelings. It doesn't really work that way. Life doesn't really work that way. We try to make it work that way, but it just doesn't. We still have to move the needle. We still got to keep going and going and going and going. All right, y'all. So we'll be back tomorrow night. Throwback Thursday. We signing out. Hump Day Wednesday. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Love is love, baby. So let's get on about it here. Blog Talk. I'm going to holler. Bye, 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 bye. Bye, 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 ball, 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 sicky, dicky, dangy, 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 dang. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to hit that like button, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Ow! Peace, y'all. Oh, wait. What the hell? We have some new shit going on?